On a Thursday night at the dinner hour, in an office building in Silver Spring, Jamie Karn is making a phone call.
Hi, this is Jamie Karn. I'm a volunteer with Marylanders for Marriage Equality.
Jamie's at the headquarters of Marylanders for Marriage Equality, making calls to find out if people support same-sex marriage. The legislation signed into law back in March is now the subject of a referendum vote and is listed as question 6 on the ballot. Jamie realizes he's calling people at home at the dinner hour.
Generally, it's friendly but often rushed. And the only folks who are uncomfortable or who seem resistant are the folks who don't want to be called. But I have had two people say they didn't think it was an appropriate question. But nobody's been hostile.
Hi, Nancy. My name is Sharon. I'm a volunteer with Marylanders for Marriage Equality. How are you doing tonight? That's great.
Marylanders for Marriage Equality has hundreds of volunteers around the state making calls like this. Kevin Nix, the group's spokesman, is leading the calls on this night.
I mean, look, we're calling voters all over the state to have conversations about question 6, that it's about fairness and equality under the law. Make sure that voters know it's on the ballot and know what the language says, and that religious freedom is protected, and then sort of see where they are, take their temperature.
Because it's not just, you know, these are two people and they love each other and they should be married. It's more than that, that's all.
In Annapolis, Lisa Hunter is making calls from the headquarters of the Maryland Marriage Alliance. This is the group campaigning against same-sex marriage. She occasionally finds herself debating callers.
Well, he was in support of homosexual marriage because he believed that, as many people do, that they love each other, so they should be able to marry. And to me, that's a nice thing, but it's based purely on emotion. And I was trying to get him to think the consequences of this, that it's not just changing or allowing for homosexual marriage. It's changing the definition of marriage totally, just between two individuals.
Good evening. My name is Ron. I'm a volunteer with the Maryland Marriage Alliance.
The Maryland Marriage Alliance also has phone banks around the state. Volunteers like Ron Ullman say they want to do more than just vote against same-sex marriage. They want to change some minds.
I've seen things being changed in the government and society, and I've wanted to try to do something about it. So I saw this as a way of supporting traditional marriage to do that, to come and make the phone calls and that, and try to talk to people and convince them of that.
Oh, thank you. My name is Deb Ferenz. I am
a recent Washington Post poll of likely voters found 52% supported same-sex marriage, 43% opposed it. But both sides aren't stopping their phone calls. Reverend Derek McCoy heads the Maryland Marriage Alliance, while Kevin Nix is with Marylanders for Marriage Equality.
Now, I think what the polls really show is that it's going to be a real tight race, and that we cannot allow, you know, to just sit back, relax, and say whatever may happen.
Look, I think they're finding, you know, there's folks are leaning a little bit more toward supporting question 6 that mirrors the polling. But again, you know, it's going to be a close race.
Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.